alianza. Let's pray that night, and in the bed began to sing. The chains were loose and they were free. They sang, they sang, I bless your name, I bless your name. Oh, I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the truth, the way, I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find you in a prison in your mind, reach out, reach out. I bless you, Lord, I bless. Oh, hallelujah, I bless your name. Glory be to God, I give you all. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are.
The truth, the way.
I bless your name. Hallelujah.
I give you honor.
I give you praise.
Bless your name this beautiful morning. Amen. And we thank the Lord that he has opened a new week unto us. Praise the Lord. And grace that has brought us from far and near, north, south, east, and west, to come and sit at his feet to begin the week right from his presence. Lord, we say thank you. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, what a beautiful day. Oh, the sun shining out there, your breeze of life that's giving us life, Lord. Oh, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Having opened yet a new week, Lord, unto us. Oh, we can look back and say, Lord, thank you for the week that has just passed. Oh, Lord, your grace, your mercies, your protection, above all, your loving kindness without measure, that has seen us through the week, our going outs and coming ins in our businesses. Oh, Lord, in that working places, our children to school and back. Lord, we don't take it for granted. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. It has been your hand that has, Lord, directed our footsteps wherever that we have been, O God. And this morning, oh, what grace, so sufficient. Lord, you have brought us safely from our various closest homes. And here we are, Lord, in your presence, God. Father, we want to commit, Lord, the service, Lord, into your hands. Oh, beginning with our Sunday school. Lord, Father, as you are the author of the word, prepare us, Lord, and be that, Lord, your word that you have for us, God, this day. Lord, yes, we'll be prepared to hear your word today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. Yes, we thank the Lord that we are back again on this subject. Let's go on to perfection. Amen. If you record, it has been on steadily for the past 5 weeks on the trot. Amen. And today, let's see if we can find a place where we can conclude it. Because the subject perfection, it has no ending. Because it's one of the attributes of God. It's eternal. Amen. We can go on and on and on. But we will try to find a place where we can what? End it today. And then if there be another time that we go to just pick this up somewhere, we will just continue. Amen. So as we stand in, let's turn to the reading of Hebrews 6. We read the first 3 verses. Let's hear the word of God. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let's go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God and of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead. And this we will do if God permits. Amen. Going into perfection, this we will do if God permits. And we thank the Lord, He has given us the way to go. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word, even as we remember our children upstairs. Lord, bless them likewise in their Sunday schools, Lord. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. So it will be just a quick revision. We had to revise what we have already done and then try to conclude it today. Praise the Lord. So I had to be very fast. So we started with Hebrews 1. Verse 1, and he said, God, who at sundry times, give us the slides. Said, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. God in time past, to speak to the people, he spoke through what? The prophets in diverse manners. Some through what? The burning bush. God sent a message to the people, speaking to what? Moses through what? The burning bush. Praise the Lord. That's one of the diverse manner that God spoke to the people through the prophets. And as Ezekiel, also through a vision when he saw the whirlwind. The second? Yeah. Also, God spoke to him through Ezekiel, through a vision of what? A whirlwind, where he saw the 6 beasts. Amen. Just the same as what John also saw. Praise the Lord. But he said, in these last days, he has spoken to us through what? His son. As directly. God speaking to us directly now. Give us the 3rd one. So now is what? God in a man, Jesus Christ, speaking to us what? Directly. So you could see the difference. Praise the Lord. And so the prophet said, in the past, speaking through the prophets, it was like what? They were looking at the whole thing in a negative picture. Praise the Lord. So, here is it. The prophet said, if you are looking at the shadow as the negative, you might make what a mistake. But this is what developed. So, the prophets, during their time, like I tell our precious brother, go, when you go, tell the people this, that, that, that. You see, yes, you go and say it, but it will not be like what myself standing to speaking toward the person. Praise the Lord. And so the Bible says they were standing afar off and saw the promise. But we are sitting under the promise. Praise the Lord. Somebody who is afar of looking at something and you just close sitting there. Oh, come on to me. Praise the Lord. You see it what? Plainly. You see it without any. See, that the prophet said, it's positive thing this day through his son. And he said, oh, how wonderful. Praise the Lord. Now, God, right from the beginning, created man. And the prophet said, God had a what? A motive of what? Creating man. The prophet said, God's motive was to make man in his image to fellowship with him. And he made him a tangible being. Now, sin brought us into a place of what? Corruption. But that never stops the program of God. Amen. God created man to fellowship with him. But sin set in. Oh, you all remember what happened in the Garden of Eden? Praise the Lord. And that broke that divine fellowship between God and man. But that never stopped God. To see how he can get man back to where he had placed him before. Praise the Lord. And that's why he spoke through what? The prophets, trying to what? To get man back to his place once again. Amen. So let's go on. So when sin set in, from that time, man was on his own. But we found out in our studies that there were some people without under any particular ministration, they were able to live a life, a perfect life, walking before God. Amen. And we knew of what? We mentioned Enoch. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible says Enoch was not translated, that he should not see death. And not found, because God had what? Translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony. Oh, praise the Lord. Before he was translated, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Amen. And so, the flood, he went over it. Praise the Lord. No waste time, the flood, he went over it. Praise God. Because he walked with God and he pleased God. Amen. So, my brother, my sister, it's one of it. We got to please him. Amen. And he said, without what? Without what? Without faith, you can never please him. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's hold on to our profession, the profession of faith. Praise the Lord. And contend with that same faith that was once given unto what? The saints. Amen. So my brother, my sister, and then we call upon Noah also. And we all know Noah lived in a very wicked days, wicked times like today. But the Bible says he did what? But Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Amen. In verse 9 of Genesis 6, he said, Noah was what? A just man and a perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Praise the Lord. And we all know when God warned that he was going to destroy the earth with water. Praise the Lord. The Bible says Noah was what? Moved with fear. as obedience to what? The word of God. He obeyed God. Something that has never happened before. People were against it. But Noah said, so far as God has spoken, it is what? It is yea and amen. And so he did what? Through that, he prepared and saved his house. Amen. That's one of the things, my brother, my sister, parents. If God says now, it's not more water, but what? Fire. And the prophet said, God is going to shake this time, not only the earth, but the heavens and the earth. Because they had to pass away, but his word will never pass away. Amen. And then we mention of a Job. Oh, yes, sir. We all know about Job. How he experienced. You see, the Bible says he was a man. That he said, let's read that word. He said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was what? Perfect and upright. Wow. And one that feared God and hated what? Evil. See, we are talking about perfection. And these are people who were not under any ministration. Praise the Lord. And when he knew that he had done nothing wrong, how he always prayed for his children. Praise the Lord. Then something happened. A real traumatic adversity and loss. You all know about that. But what happened? He said, Job arose, tore his what? Garment, shaved his head, and fell on the ground and worshiped God. My. He said, in all this, Job never charged God foolishly. Or say anything. Oh, God, but why? Oh, no, sir. My brother, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Anything that comes your way, as long as you know that you are holding on to his faith, my brother, my sister, stay calm. His hand is in it. He has a purpose. The prophet said, if he has no purpose, then he's no God in doing things. Praise the Lord. So we mentioned about Job, and then we came to Abraham, our father of Abraham also. They were all not under any ministration, but they lived perfect before God. Amen. And all among the people, God was able to pick on only what? Abraham. Amen. Now quickly, then after this came the ministration of the law. Praise the Lord. Then came the ministration of what? The law, Moses. And here also, under the ministration of the law, we could see that some people were able to live a perfect life before God. Under Moses' law. Amen. And the prophet said their spirit was just foreshadowing what? Jesus Christ. You know, Moses himself, he was born, the time he was born, what happened? There was male persecution, child persecution, just like Jesus Christ. And he had to be hid. Amen. He was a lawgiver. He was a leader. He acted as a kinsman redeemer. See? Demonstrating the same spirit that was in Christ. The same thing also about what? Joseph. Oh, many things about Joseph. That spoke that he had a spirit of Christ in him. Foreshadowing Christ. Amen. We all know how he was hated of his brethren. Just like Jesus Christ. He said, I came to my own and my own received me not. See. And they sold him for what? 20 pieces of silver. Jesus was sold for what? 30 pieces of silver. The same. And whilst he was in prison, there were two people with him, Joseph. See? And one was saved, one was condemned. The same thing, Jesus also. In the time of what? On the cross, one on the left, one on the right, one was saved, one was what? So you see, the same. That's what the prophet said. They foreshadowed the cross. They foreshadowed what? Jesus Christ. Amen. And then, under the ministration, we saw David also. Yes, David also had the spirit of, he demonstrated the spirit of Jesus Christ whilst he had not yet come. Amen. He was a rejected king. And he climbed up that Mount Olives and sat and looked down upon what? Jerusalem and wept. And the prophet said 800 years later, Jesus took that same path on Mount Olive, looked down Jerusalem and what? Wept. The same spirit. So now here comes the whole thing now. The prophet said, in that same message with perfect strength and perfect weakness, the prophet said, when I read those stories of those gallant soldiers, I wonder where our little testimony will stand with them people at that day. My, serious, my brother. How? Without any ministration, under the law. But we are under the ministration of the Spirit. That's why everything is what? Clear. So now, the challenge is this, which we must seriously consider, is Hebrews 11, verse 39. All these people that we have called, and many others, he said, and this all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. My. Next. God, having provided some better thing for us, you and me, we have received a better thing because we are looking at what? The whole thing positively. The picture is clear. Amen. And that's the better thing that he has done for us. That they, without us, should not be made perfect. My brother, don't look down upon yourself. God has placed you in his dispensation program. My brother and sister, God knew that we, you and me, would truly make it. Praise the Lord. That's why the last lap has been given to, the last what? Baton has been given to us. Amen. To run the last race. Amen. Praise God. All the others, they've run. They've done something. Praise the Lord. Sometimes when you look at relay races, as I was saying the other time, the first maybe three runners might have what? Caused a little handicap. Some of the other competitors had already what, taken the lead. And you holding the last baton, you must be able to overcome the handicap and challenge the other competitors so that you come and breast the tape. Amen. That's our place. That's where we are, my brother, my sister. That's why we need to move on to what? Perfection. Without us, these people will not be made perfect. Amen. Amen. That's why he said, let us what? Lay aside any weight, every weight, and the sin that easily do what? Besets us. And run the race. Run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking on to what? Looking on to Jesus. Because he's the only one. Looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Amen. My brethren, let's run the race. Let's run it. And when we have won the race, the prize will not come to us alone. Amen. The gold, you see, all the competition, whether they did bad or they didn't do well, but you, because you were able to overcome and break the tape, they all received the same gold. Amen. That's why I said, without us, they will not be made perfect. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's run the race with all our strength. Amen. Now, let's look at this. Okay, let me read what the prophet said. The prophet said, do you get it? After he has read Hebrews 11, 39, and 40, he said, do you get it? These people who died here are depending and waiting on us. So this church has to come to perfection in order to bring the resurrection. Because now they are under what? They are under the altar waiting. For this church, they are waiting for this church to come to its word, perfection. Waiting for you and me to come to that perfection. Amen. And so, my brother, now, let's look at the next slide quickly and see whether... In the tabernacle that was in the wilderness, you all know this already. Three parts. Amen. This is the holiest of holies where dwells what? God. The same thing also. We, the prophet said, we are made into what? Three parts. Mm-hmm. The body, the spirit, yeah? No. The next slide. Yes. We are also made of what? Three parts. The body, the spirit, and the soul. And this is where God dwells. Amen. As also in the holiest of holies. Amen. That's why we go to what? To leave this place and come in here. Amen. Praise the Lord. My brother, as the time is moving on, let's quickly read something here. So, my brother, the whole thing is that let's move away from what? Any other thing. Let's go beyond these camps. Amen. And go on to him. Yes. Amen. The camp is what? Your own camp. Amen. Leave that your camp, that body, that spirit. See, all those things, memory, reasoning, affection, and all those. Leave those things and go in into what? Into the holiest of holies to what? To go and meet him. The prophet said, look, we have been predestinated. He predestinated us before the foundation of the world and knew every one of us by what? By our names before the foundation of the world. And he has elected us to what? Eternal life and sent Jesus Christ to redeem us. Amen. And when you read Hebrews 10, because I had to pick it from here and here, Hebrews 10, 19, he said what? Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ, by a new and a living way, which he had consecrated for us through the veil. The veil is completely what? Rented. There's no more there. That is to say, his flesh. Amen. Amen. Oh, he said what? If you want to enter into the kingdom of God, you got to eat my flesh. Amen. And drink of what? My blood. Then you have what? Eternal life. My brother, what is it? Is the word. Let's eat it. Eat and eat and eat. Till the purpose of God that is in you will burst out. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So he said, so the prophet said, how can you ever be lost? He said, you are saved. If you are saved, you are saved. If God saves you tonight, and knowing he's going to lose you 10 years from today, then he's defeating what? His own purpose. Let me just read this one and then I have about 2 minutes. When the prophet said this, he said, maybe someone will say, oh, okay, if God has saved me and nothing will change God's plan, then he said, well, Brother Branham, then if I become a Christian, I can just do anything I want. Amen. No matter how, God has already saved me, so I can do anything that what I want. The prophet says, let's listen to what the prophet said. The prophet said, absolutely. Amen. Absolutely, yeah. You see? If you're a Christian, do anything you want to. And I will guarantee, oh, praise the Lord, you won't have any desire to do wrong. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. If he's in there, yes, he said, do anything you want. If you want, yeah, do it. But one thing I guarantee you, you wouldn't be able to do anything that is wrong. Oh, I love that, you see. He said, see, you are a person, you don't have to be told it is wrong. It's wrong to do this or that or the other. He knows it's wrong. Amen. And he works as an ordained product of God's sovereign grace. Exactly. Amen. Therefore, brethren, living the principles and the doctrines of Christ, amen, let's go on to perfection. Amen. Not laying again the foundation, again and again the foundation of what? Repentance. Praise the Lord. It can also bother about what? Today you are this, tomorrow. Today you are so much receiving, you are, as the word will be coming even later, you feel it really good. Then next week, you come, even they ask you, what was the scripture they read? You forgot. Then you have to lay another one again. Oh, no, 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 brother. It is precept upon precept. We are. Then when will you, every day you are what? Building foundations. When will you finish building a house? Amen. When will you finish? Praise the Lord. You know, okay. So for that reason, the scripture says we are compassed about by so great witnesses as we have called them out. Amen. And these people, without us, they will not be perfect. So let's run the race that's set before us. Amen. Amen. Let's build a house. See, David desired to build a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. But the scripture said, how be it? The Almighty God, the Most High God, will dwell in a temple that is made by hand. No. He said, heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. Look at a mighty God. Then can you use your hand to build a temple for him to live in? No, sir. But it will surprise you. Look, one hair. Who can make even one hair? You cannot make it. Man will try and try and try, and what he will make later himself will say, oh, it is artificial. See, you cannot get the texture that God made man's hair. That's why this body as it is, my brother, is not what? An ordinary body. It is the temple of God, which he wants to dwell in and walk in it so that he will be our God and we will be his people. Praise the Lord. Shall we bow down our heads? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. As Lord Jesus, you have prepared us, O God, for your word this morning. Lord, now we want to show appreciation and joy why we came in here. So we want to sing. We want to praise your name. We want to lift up your wondrous name through songs and praises, Lord. And Father, we want to just commit our song leader and the musicians now into your hands, oh, to prepare us, oh God, for your word, Lord, to come. Father, once again, we say thank you. We give all glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you.